And the important thing from where I sit is to see the reaction to the news, not just the news itself. As the leaders pause and digest or consolidate, you see a new batch of leaders show up. The financials are acting very strong. The whole idea of pullbacks and these corrections, Sean, is that it gives us a chance to get to sink our teeth into these leaders.
You're listening to Last Week in the Market, the podcast for self-guided independent traders. Hey, everybody. Glad you're here. Thanks for joining the podcast. I'm Sean Vincent. I am the voice of Last Week in the Market. Soon we'll be joined by Adam Sarhan. He is the brains behind Last Week in the Market. We're coming at you a little bit early this week. I've got some commitments that will preclude me from recording on Friday. So we're going to do a this week, middle of the week in the market podcast today. Not a bad week for it. We got a big Fed announcement. The markets reacted to that in a generally positive way. We're seeing an interesting time in the market. It's been a broad sideways consolidation. A lot of folks are expecting a pullback. It might not be as deep as some thought. We don't know, but we're watching. We've had some stocks and indexes dip below the 21-day moving average. We've seen some things bounce off the 50. It's an opportunity to look for new entry points. It might be an opportunity for some to have cashed out of positions that did great. We'll talk about all that and more on today's podcast. Thanks for listening in. But before we get to all of that, remember that in the market, the past does not predict the future. No results are typical, and there is inherent risk when trading in the market. This podcast is for educational purposes and does not constitute financial advice. It's Thursday morning, March 21st, 2024, and here's what is happening this week in the market. On Wednesday, the Fed announced they're standing pat on interest rates for now. They probably plan to lower them later. The market seemed to think that that was just fine. A number of the indices closed at all-time highs. SMCI decided they're going to raise some cash and they're going to issue some new shares soon. The stock went down about 10% on that announcement. Is that an entry point for AMP traders? We'll talk about that today. We just got a big Fed announcement today. Right? It's yes. Middle of March. We were expecting this back in November, December, when this rally was early. There was some anticipation that more rate cuts were coming. Yes. We're not getting it yet. Things are going to stay the same, but the market seemed to take the news pretty well, huh?
Yeah. So, Sean, today's Wednesday afternoon. Now the market just closed. We had initially, there was some ups and downs after the Fed came out with their announcement, but the market ended higher. And the important thing from where I sit is to see the reaction to the news, not just the news itself. So the news, it tells us, hey, listen, we're not cutting yet, but we plan on cutting a few times this year. And basically everybody that wants those rate cuts, they're going to happen, but they're not going to happen as fast as initially expected. That said, we're also going to shrink our balance sheet. Fast forward some other data points, you know, yada, yada, yada. And yes, I'm going to yada, yada, yada the Fed because it's the reaction that I want to focus on.
Perfect.
The reaction, the bulls show up and the market shoots higher. Not just does the market shoot higher, the stock market, that is, gold shoots higher. And then the euro shoots higher. The dollar falls. So a lot of the other things that were coming together and either serving as tailwinds or headwinds for the market all came together nicely after Wednesday's close or after the Fed meeting and the Fed press conference to send stocks higher. Now, the key is two things. First off, to see where we close on Friday and we end the week, and then really fast forward until the end of the month to see where we close a month, because this is the end of quarter coming up as well. So for now, this was a very strong day. The bulls are in control. I think in today's pre-market update, or was it yesterday's? I can't remember which one. I basically said in bull markets, surprises happen to the upside.
Right.
And that's what happened again this time around. So the bulls are clearly in control. The Dow, S&P, some of the indices are at new highs. The NASDAQ 100 is not too far away from new highs. The environment remains very, very strong. So yet again, align yourself with the market and the trend, make the trend your friend. It's really, really powerful.
You told me on a podcast a week or two ago that this is not normal, right? That we are, by all accounts, extended, but the market doesn't seem to want to give anything up. And you know, we were talking about stocks that have already had a huge increase. would we buy, like if we wanted to add more to our position, would we buy them in a fresh position now, not, you know, all of our history with that stock out of mind? And I don't know. Tell me what you're thinking on that. It's really hard to think that the market's both super extended and due for a big pullback, but also to just watch after every obstacle that gets thrown in its way, it seems to bound over it and keep racing higher.
Yeah. So, I mean, strength begets strength is really, really powerful. And when you have extended markets, we had a little pullback. I mean, if you look on a weekly chart on the NASDAQ 100, the QQQ or the SPY, you know, you pulled into the 21-day moving average. You didn't, it depends on the index you look at. Some of them broke the 21-day, some of them didn't. But it was a light pullback, and you really move sideways for 2-3 weeks, if not 4 or 5 weeks, depending again on the index. So you had the pullback. Remember, there's two ways the market can consolidate or pull back after a big move up. Mm-hmm. One, it goes sideways, or two, it goes down. In this case, depending on the index again, it barely went down. I mean, down single digits. Right. So it really went sideways. And that's the more bullish of the two consolidations. So the fact that we refuse to budge, meaning go down 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10% in the indices, tells me everything I need to know about the bulls are just clearly in control right now. And even though it's an anomaly, that can stay, you know, last for many, many months, if not longer. So early bull markets, caution and most traditional things go, that anomaly occurs. Most traditional metrics get pushed aside, mm-hmm, because the animal spirits kick in, and, you know, fear and greed drive markets. The greed component and the fear component, the FOMO, fear of missing out, really are two powerful forces that I can't underscore that enough. I mean, they really, really, really move markets. So if we're in the early stages of a new bull market, which I believe we are, you know, we saw this in 09, we saw this after COVID and that little bull market afterwards when the market doubled. You know, it's par for the course in a very strong early stage of a bull market. And that's what we're seeing here. We get rolling corrections along the way. So even though that the market hasn't had a big 7, 8, 9, 10% correction or pullback, we've seen stocks, many of them, pull back to their 50-day moving averages, break the 50. Like look at AMD, for example. Mm-hmm. Stock was a great winner, big, huge move. Nobody's looking at it right now. Pulled into the 50-day moving average and it's in play. So if this thing bounces and goes, hey, it's back in play. That was a leader. ARM, same thing. NVIDIA and SMCI are still extended. But there's other ones where, hey, they pulled back. Look at RCL, Royal Caribbean today, broke out. It was in the breakouts report. Really nice sideways consolidation for months now. And then out of nowhere, boom, it pops. TripAdvisor, TRIP, same thing, another one on the breakouts report that broke out today. QFIT, I can go on and on and on. But yeah, there are so many more names that keep showing up. As the leaders pause and digest or consolidate, you see a new batch of leaders show up. The financials are acting very strong. Transportation stocks are acting strong, so on and so forth.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Last week, you told me that some of the people you talk with hit the cash register last week. They felt like we had reached the peak of this current run and they went to cash, locked in their profits, right? I know for me, a couple big winners I'd had pullbacks steep below the 21. I had my stops tight. They triggered. I'm out. But I'm watching some of those to see if with this bullish reaction, despite the Fed not lowering interest rates, that there's a new entry point for them. And tell me if this makes any sense, because often you get to show as breakouts. But yes, you just mentioned like AMD, for example, it's sort of bounced off the 50-day moving average today. It's down. But if it pops up above that downward trend line, then yeah, that could be one of Adam's advanced entry points, right?
100%. So there's so many good setups out there.
So yeah, if you stop out of a stock or you went to cash, but you still believe in it and it still showed a lot of buoyancy, you may be looking for... There's always the opportunity to get back in if it's showing that strength, and you can
100%.
And if you look at for the downward trend line, once it breaks above that, that's a potential entry point to get back into a position.
Oh, 100%. When you're in a situation where the stock sets up again and you want to buy it, it's a brand new buy.
It's brand new buy, and you've already locked in a bunch of profit from the first run, so you feel pretty good about yourself, right?
100%.
You know, let's talk real quick about SMCI.
Yes.
You mentioned it. So they made an announcement this week that they're going to offer a whole bunch of new shares.
Yes.
And on that news, their stock went down. And this illustrates a fundamental point about trading and the price of an equity, right? The companies raise money when they offer stock. But when stock values go up, that's not liquid cash in that company. Those are the investors that profit. Part of the allure, correct, the reason that companies are able to make money by selling stock is because traders like you and me and AMP traders have a chance to buy on that and then trade that to other people and make a profit. And every once in a while, a company stock goes up so much, they're like, hey, man, we want a little bit of the benefit of our huge stock price. And so they'll offer new stock to raise more money at a much higher price than probably they did when they raised it originally. Does that check out? Right.
Yeah, that checks out.
But what happens is the stock went down because when they're issuing new stock, then there's going to be more shares, and how inflation works, there's a dilution. And so what's your read on that? It went down about 10% today. It stayed about flat from what it did yesterday on the news. Natural part of how stocks work.
Yeah, this is extended. It's one of the strongest stocks in the market. It's earned the right to pull back, whether it's a secondary offering or it's some other news or headline or whatever the case is. Short-term pullbacks are healthy in these big monster growth stocks. Change the reference point from fear when these stocks pull back to a weakness or position of fear or weakness to a position of strength. I want this stock to pull back, and I want the other stocks to pull back also, because they set up again like AMD, and they give us a chance to get back in it. If AMD blasts off out of here, look, it could be bought right here with an exit below the 50 or below this week's low, or you could wait, buy it above a downward trend line, or wait and buy a fresh breakout. But the whole idea of pullbacks and these corrections, Sean, is that it gives us a chance to get to sink our teeth into these leaders and to get back into these big monster stocks. And that's the name of the game. Because if you don't get back in them, then they just keep going up, 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 up. You just miss them. What's the point of that? So, and all these big stocks, they pull back 20, 30% several times along their way, like as they rally 3, 4, 500, 600, 1,000%.
Right.
They're going to have several double-digit pullbacks. It's just part of the, par for the course.
And so an AMP trader who's in that position long, they can set their stops accordingly. They could decide to stomach and ride out a big pullback, or if you keep your stops tight and you cash out, lock in a profit, then you can just vigilantly watch that stock and look for another buying opportunity to get back in. Either way there's no one right way to make money in the market. And I guess that's a matter of taste and what you can stomach, right?
No, 100%. Know thyself. So you've worked hard for that money. So make sure whatever strategy you follow or whatever you do, every decision you make, it's appropriate for you, your risk tolerance, your objectives, so on and so forth. So taking responsibility for every decision you make, Sean, good, bad, or ugly, that's really the first step of becoming successful in any endeavor in life. It's not, getting out of that victim mentality.
Sure. And then let's talk about this as we wrap up today. Take a minute to appreciate your wins. And if there are people who cashed out or they've been stopped out of tight stop positions and they were able to take and realize a lot of gains from that stock, right, from that position they took.
Yeah.
Maybe this rally is not done quite yet, or maybe the pullback is not going to be nearly as steep as they thought and things go back up. You just never know at this point. And there's a little bit of bittersweet sadness associated with cashing out of a position, even with a great profit, because there could have been more,
100%.
Right? Yeah. And I'd love for you to reiterate what you tell people all the time, that in the AMP trading strategy, the goal is to get the bulk of the move. You're never going to get it from the bottom, because you don't know where the bottom is. So we buy the bounce after the dip, and you can never know where the top is. And so whether you, if you hit the cash register when you think it's a top and it keeps going up and then it goes down, well, then you lost a few percentages up there. Or if you wait and it goes back down and it hits your stop, then you've lost a few percentages, but you've still captured the bulk of the move, right?
Yeah, I tell people all the time, you know, this all came from experience, Sean. In my early days, back in the 90s, I used to get really upset or frustrated or angry or mad or whatever other negative emotion you can think of. I probably experienced all of them and then some. When I would buy a stock and then I'd sell it and then it would go up without me. Or I'd get mad when I buy a stock, sell it, it goes down, and then it goes back up. So I'm briefly right because I'm happy I sold it, and then it went down a little bit, and then it doubles without me. I never bought it back. So it's like Wingstop. We were talking about that with you earlier. But it's like, oh, I got tagged. I sold it. I locked in a huge move, my biggest win ever. Okay, great. And then it's going back up again. Mm-hmm. Well, when the facts change, I change. What do you do, sir? That comes from a famous economist, Lord Keynes. So it's one of those situations where beating yourself up is a losing trade. It's a negative ROI. I'm not going to take that trade anymore. That's one. Two, it's virtually impossible. Actually, I don't know anybody. So for me, I'm going to go out and say it's just about impossible for anybody to consistently buy every stock at the bottom at the exact low and sell it at the exact top. I don't know anybody in the world that's ever done that or can do that consistently. Maybe once and get lucky, sure, twice possibly, but never consistently. I just don't know anybody. So I used to try to do that. It's a losing proposition. So now what I do is just capture my intention going into the trade is to capture the bulk of the move. If the stock is going to double and I walk out with the, you know, 2/3 of that or 80-90% of that move, I'm really happy. So I don't, the beating yourself up part of that, could I have done better? Sure. Am I going to drive myself crazy and never be happy? It's like you bought a new house, right? Mm-hmm. Well, are you going to compare yourself to the guy who's got 10 houses and 10, you know, mega yachts and all that kind of stuff and think that you live in a trailer home? Or are you going to be thankful that you have a house and you have a place to sleep and compare yourself to the right person who doesn't have a home or a smaller house or whatever the case may be? There's always going to be somebody richer than you. So you can have a choice. You walk around the world being miserable with what you have, or you'd be grateful for what you have. So what? I didn't capture the, you know, big stock ARM. I had a huge win in ARM, right? Yeah. Okay, great. I didn't sell it at the exact top and I didn't buy it at the exact bottom. But I'm really happy because it made my year. It was one trade, did extremely well, bought it in Q4 last year, sold it in Q1 this year. And I'm already up double digits and really nice gains for this year. I could stop trading. The year could be over. And I had a banner year.
Had
and beat
a great
the market
year.
Nicely.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And so, not just ARM. I had a few other winners too. But I got to be happy with it. But wait, it went up after. This is a fact. It went up after I sold it, Sean.
Yes.
Well, what am I going to do? Be upset at myself because I sold it?
And that's just the thing. Yeah. You have to go ahead and take the win.
Take it and celebrate.
Take the win and enjoy it. It could always been
and
more.
Celebrate it.
And yeah. It always will. But yeah, perfect. Well, that's what
and then if I need to buy it back, by the way, Sean, if I need to buy ARM back because it's set up again, which by the way happened, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, it's
so
interesting.
Each decision
ARM's,
is separate.
ARM's just popping up above the 21-day moving average again, and it's poised maybe tomorrow to go above the downtrend line from the last few weeks.
Then it's back in play. You follow?
Yeah.
And look, I bought it a few weeks ago on the gap. It gapped up one day, and then I had to stop the day right below the day's low.
Yeah.
And the same day, it reversed on me and tagged, and I got stopped out for a small loss. Okay. So what?
Yeah,
doesn't
again.
Matter.
Yeah. Well, yeah, a lot of my winners, it took a couple of times to get in there before I stuck, and then I enjoyed the ride.
It's normal.
All right, friends, that's the podcast for today. Thanks for listening through to the end. If you are not a subscriber to findleadingstocks.com, now is a good time to get your free trial. If you want to know more about the AMP trading system, you can find that on findleadingstocks.com for free, or you can buy Adam's book, Psychological Analysis. We'll be back next week. Till then, as Adam always says, keep your losses small and let your winners fly.
Yes, I'm going to yada, yada, yada the Fed.